我们一起来默祷。 Let's bow our prayer 再来。阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our service.
啊，唱诗101首。
Let's sing hymn 101. Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们晚上的聚会。
Let us kneel down and pray together and ask God to guide us in our evening service.
一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Father.
愿大家平安。
Peace be with you.
我们感谢主这一次神学训练班的毕业班能够在圣何西教会去开。
We thank God that we can have the NYTS graduate class here in the San Jose Church.
我们也看到很大各地来的青年跟我们一起在这里聚会。
We're glad to have many of the students from all over the country gather here.
那在我们跟我们在一起也让我们有机会来服侍神。
So that we can have a chance to serve God together.
确实我们在主里面的聚集是最喜乐的一种聚会。
And it is a joy for us to gather in the Lord to worship Him.
那在这一次的课程里面有一个叫做教会的增长 ，church growth。
And one topic in this NYTS is a church growth.
我们大家都很关心教会应该要继续的成长。
We all know the importance of church growth.
那到底教会的成长是怎么一回事？
But how exactly does the church grow?
圣经说教会就是基督的身体。
The Bible tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
那我们看主耶稣怎么成长。
So then how did Christ himself grow?
我们看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
52节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 52.
第二章五十二节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 52。
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
这里讲说主耶稣的智慧跟身量一起增长。
Jesus grew and increased both in wisdom and in stature.
身量。是可以看得见的，是可以量的。
Stature is something you can see and measure.
但是智慧是内在的，是看不见的。
Wisdom is something you cannot see. It's something inside.
那这个智慧的成长，到最后就是有神的形象在他身上表现出来。
And as we grow in wisdom, we can see the image of God within us.
所以今天我们教会的增长也可以分作两部分。
So we can also discuss the growth of the church in two aspects.
第一个就是人数的增加。
First is the growth in the number in the congregation.
好像耶稣的身量一直成长。
Just as Jesus grew in stature.
那这是可以看得见的。
It's something that we can see and count.
那第二个是灵性的成长。
But the church must also grow in spirit.
那这个是看不见的。
It's something that we cannot see.
那灵性的成长最后的目标就是表现神的形象。
But in the same token, the church grows in wisdom so that.
有时候教会的成长是在数目上成长很快。
Some churches grow very quickly in numbers.
但是有时候数目上没有成长，但是我们在属灵的这种质量品质上在成长，也是教会的成长。
But there are cases sometimes when the church does not necessarily grow in number, but it grows in wisdom and in spirit. That is also a growth in church.
那有时候我们数目没有办法成长，是因为我们的属灵的这个品质还不够，所以有一段时间停顿下来，让我们品质能够增加，数目就会增长。
But there are times when the church does not grow in number because it is not growing in wisdom and in spirit.
那有时候我们如果看使徒行传到末期传道就很难。
And when we turn to the book of Acts, we find that toward the end of the book, it became more and more difficult to preach.
那异端就开始流行了。Because
heresy was being taught.
所以在那个时代，那个信徒的信心，属灵身量的成长就非常的重要。And
so it was very important for the believers and the church as a whole to grow in wisdom.
不然，在那个时代站不稳。
Otherwise, it would not stand firm at that time.
所以在主耶稣再来的日子之前,
and before Jesus comes again,
我们也需要在属灵身量上不断的成长。
We must also grow in wisdom and in spirit.
因为这个大环境啊, 越来越坏。
Because the world around us becomes more and more corrupt.
如果智慧身量没有成长, 我们信仰会站不住。
If we do not grow in spirit and in wisdom, we cannot stand firm in faith.
那在教会的成长里面，我们又可以分成两个方向来看。
So we can look at two ways and how the church can grow.
我们请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第三章第六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
我栽种亚波罗浇灌。 唯有神叫他生长。
I planted Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
这个地方在讲教会要成长，需要有人的努力，也需要有神的祝福。
In order for a church to grow, we must work, but God must also bless us.
神很愿意看到他的身体在成长。
God is eager to watch his body grow.
让我们有基督的样式。
So that we can be, take on the image of Christ.
使他的荣耀能够在他的身体上显明。
He wants to show his glory through the church, his body.
但是我们人需要应尽的本分。
But we must do our part.
这里保罗说，我栽种，亚波罗浇灌。
Paul planted, Apollos watered.
这个栽种就是传福音。
To plant is to preach the gospel.
那浇灌就是跟进跟牧养。
And to water is to pastor the church.
所以要使教会成长，我们人要努力的部分包括往外传福音，还有做跟进的工作。
So in order for the church to grow, we must preach outwardly and also shepherd the members inward.
那这个两个一样重要。
And both works are important.
如果讲困难是一样。
Just as difficult.
我们要带领人来信主，当然要带领人到教会，当然不简单。
It is hard to bring someone to the church to believe.
但是要跟进呢，是一样不简单。
It is also hard to follow up on a truth seeker.
你看我们圣何西教会，已经办过很多的那个布道活动。
The San Jose Church has many evangelical activities.
那我们收集很多牧道者的名单。
And we have gathered many names of truth seekers.
怎么去跟进？
But how do we follow up?
这是一个。 很困难的一个问题。
It's a tough problem.
那这个跟进工作其实有两种。
So there are two ways to follow up.
一个是牧道者的跟进。
One is to follow up with a truth seeker.
另外一个是软弱信徒的跟进。
The other is also to care for the members who are weak in spirit.
使他们信仰能够站立起来，不会流失。
So that they would not be lost.
因为如果我们牧道者一直来信，但是已经信的人信仰软弱，一直流失，也到最后数目也是没有增加。
Even suppose we have many people come to believe, but if we lose members at the same rate, then the church cannot grow.
所以我们常常发现说，10年前受洗可能有10个人。
Perhaps 10 years ago, there were 10 members who were baptized.
他们很高兴得神的恩典。
And they were they rejoice and receive the grace of God.
10年以后在教会看得到的，可能只有 5个或者 3个。
But 10 years later, of those 10, we might only see 5 or even 3.
那如果能够看到10个，哇，那这个教会的这个牧养工作是做得非常好。
If we actually saw all 10 still remain in the church, then the church has done its job in following up.
因为这流失率等于零。
If no one was lost.
这个是非常好。
That would be great.
这是我们的理想。
That's our goal.
要做到我们教会有零的流失率，跟进工作就很重要。
In order to lose 0 members, then we must work at following up with each member.
所以今天晚上跟大家一起来从主耶稣所做来学习，牧道者或者对软弱的信徒到底要怎么来跟进。
So this evening, I'd like to share with you some lessons on how to follow up with truth seekers and church members.
哦，请看路加24章。
Let's turn to Luke 24.
路加福音24章。
Luke chapter 24.
从十三节到三十五节
，from verse 13 to 35，
这里在提到主耶稣怎么跟进两位信仰软弱的门徒。
This is the story of how Jesus followed up on the faith and strengthened the faith of two believers.
我们知道主耶稣是道成肉身
，Jesus is Word became flesh.
所以主耶稣所讲的每一句话，所做的每一个动作，他的生活方式。都是在表现那个道。
And so everything he said, every way he lived, was to show the word of God.
所以我们今天要从主耶稣所做的，再把它还原出来，想到底那个在代表什么道理。
So from what Jesus did, we must ponder and learn what he's trying to teach us.
那我们这样来做，我们就可以把跟进工作做得很好。
And if we do likewise, we too can follow up and strengthen the faith of our fellow believers.
这十三节请读。
Let's read from verse 13. 读到三十五节。Verse 13. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem.
这里说两个门徒往一个村庄去，那个村庄叫以马忤斯。那离耶路撒冷25里。25里到底有多远呢？
And so how far was Emmaus from Jerusalem?
如果我们查查这些资料，25里大概7英里。
In this translation, it's about 7 miles.
那差不多是11公里。
Or 11 kilometers.
那如果一般我们走路的速度来讲，27英里，25英里，半钟头。
And so on the average, it might take you about 2.5 hours to walk 7 miles.
那离开耶路撒冷往以马忤斯代表什么
？And so, what is the spiritual significance of going, leaving Jerusalem, going to Emmaus?
有人介绍主耶稣说他是拿撒勒人耶稣。
Jesus is called Jesus of Nazareth.
那拿但业说拿撒勒能出什么好东西呢
？And in response, Nathaniel has said, "What good can come from Nazareth?"
所以当时整个宗教的中心最出名的地方是耶路撒冷。
And in fact, the center of their faith was in Jerusalem.
因为这是神的圣殿的所在。
Because Jerusalem was God's holy city.
当所罗门在献殿的时候，整个圣殿充满着神的荣耀。
When King Solomon dedicated the temple at Jerusalem, it was filled with the glory of God.
离开耶路撒冷代表一个人信仰的一种软弱。
So to depart from Jerusalem signifies a spiritual downfall.
耶路撒冷建筑在山坡上。
The city of Jerusalem was on the mountaintop.
那从耶路撒冷到以马忤斯，这是一路的走下坡。
And so, in order to go from Jerusalem to Emmaus, you're walking downhill.
所以这两个人离开耶路撒冷，代表他们信仰开始在退步。
So these two men walking downhill to Emmaus signifies that their faith was also falling down.
那怎么办？
So what should they do?
所以有时候我们看到一个教会的人信仰开始在往下退，我们要怎么办？
What should we do when we see that a brother's or sister's faith is going downwards?
我们看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
正谈论的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，跟他们同行。
So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
这两个门徒一直在谈话，然后一直离开耶路撒冷。
These two men were talking as they walked further and further away from Jerusalem.
那耶稣亲自就近他们，跟他们同行。
Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
为什么主耶稣要跟他们同行？
Why did Jesus himself walk with them?
因为主耶稣要把他们挽回过来。
He went to them in order to save them.
希望他们再回到耶路撒冷。
So that they would return to Jerusalem.
为什么？
Why?
因为使徒行传第一章，主耶稣说你们不要离开耶路撒冷。
As we will read in Acts chapter 1, Jesus instructed the disciples not to leave Jerusalem.
圣灵要降临在你们身上。
Because the Holy Spirit will come upon them.
那你要得到能力。
And they will receive power.
然后你要从耶路撒冷开始 直到地极做我的见证。
And they would testify for the Lord from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth.
所以有一个很伟大的使命在等待这些门徒去做。
So there was a great commission waiting for these disciples in Jerusalem.
伟大的使命就是从得圣灵开始。
And it would begin from them receiving the Holy Spirit.
所以这两个门徒如果离开了耶路撒冷。
So if these two disciples had left Jerusalem,
他们就没有办法得圣灵。
They would not have the chance to receive the Holy Spirit the first time.
没有办法来参与啊，把主耶稣的福音传到地极的这个工作。
And they have lost their share in the work of preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth.
这个不但是他们个人的损失，也是整个啊当时耶路撒冷教会的损失。
It would have been a great loss for them personally, as well as a loss to the church in Jerusalem.
今天教会里面一头羊迷失了，不仅是他个人的损失，也是教会的损失。
When a sheep is lost in the church, it is not only that person's loss, it is also our loss, the church's loss.
所以主耶稣爱每一头羊。
And Jesus loves every sheep.
他是好牧人。
He is the good shepherd.
他来世界上就要叫，就是叫羊得生命。
He came to this earth so that his sheep will have life.
并且得着更丰盛的生命。
And to receive life to the fullest.
所以他看到这两个门徒信仰开始走下坡。
So Jesus saw these two men going downhill.
他就要挽回他们。
He himself drew near to them.
因为主耶稣充满着爱。
Because he loves them.
他看到很多人，主耶稣怜悯他们。
He sees us and has mercy on us.
今天什么人是可怜的？
Who deserves mercy?
当然无家可归的是可怜的。
The one example is the homeless.
生病的，这是可怜的。
And the sick.
但是最可怜的。
But those who deserve mercy the most.
是人不认识神。
Are those who do not know God.
瞎眼。
They're blind.
犯罪。
They sinned.
活在罪里面。
They live in sin.
这个是最可怜的。
These are the people who deserve the most mercy.
所以这两个人呢，从属灵上来讲，这是值得怜悯的。
So these two men at this time deserve the most mercy.
因此有时候我们在看周围的人。
When we look around us,
我们用肉眼来看，很多人你觉得很羡慕。
Perhaps you are envious of what you see.
但是你用主耶稣的心来看。
But if you look at people with the heart of Jesus,
你会发现好多人你觉得很同情他们。
You might actually end up having mercy and pity on a lot of them.
他们困苦流离，好像羊没有牧人。
Because they have been scattered and suffered as sheep without shepherd.
他们在等待我们。
They're waiting for us.
等待我们去带领他们回来。
They're waiting for us to lead them home.
因为主耶稣现在在天上。
Jesus is in heaven now.
我们是他拣选的。
And we are his chosen ones.
我们得到圣灵是被他差派的。
He gave us his Holy Spirit because he's sending us out.
他用他爱感动我们。
With his love, he moves us to go.
让我们来参与这个工作。
So that we can do his work.
把那个迷失的软弱的再带回来。
To gather the lost sheep back to him.
那要怎么做？
So what should we do?
这个是很实际的问题。
That's a real question.
所以在15节说主耶稣就近他们，跟他们同行。
Verse 13 says Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
要跟他们同行。
He walked with them.
如果我们用刚刚的距离来算，要花两个半钟头的时间。
So literally, Jesus spent at least 2.5 hours with them.
这是要花时间的。
That takes some time.
今天我们要挽回一个人的信仰。
In order to save someone's faith.
要花时间的。
You need to take time.
那现在的人呢，时间就是金钱。
But today, time is money.
所以你看你在公司里面上班，你可以算得出来一个钟头多少钱。
And when you have a job, every hour means some dollars to you.
所以有的人连一块钱掉下去也不必捡了。
So some people these days don't even bother to pick up a dollar bill.
因为你追着去把它拿回来已经超过一分钟了。
Because if the wind blows it around and that you might be wasting so much time just to get that dollar.
一分钟有的人可能超过一块钱。
For some people, their time, every minute is worth more than a dollar.
那你时间投入越多，可能在你事业越成功。
The more time you put into your jobs, the more successful you may be.
然后你如果投入越多，可能你加班，你收入越多。
The more overtime you put in, the more money you make.
所以在这个资本社会里面呢，一切都是以钱来计算的，它的价值。
So, in this society, everything, even time, is measured by money.
所以让人很难真的拨得出时间来去帮助别人的灵性。
Also, we cannot spare any minute to help anyone.
所以主耶稣愿意跟他们同行。
But Jesus wanted to walk with them.
今天这告诉我们，我们要帮助一个人哦，要真的要花时间。
And in order to truly help someone, it takes time.
现在我们要给别人哦，10块、20块，甚至50块钱，我想对很多人来讲，这不困难。
Perhaps it's much easier for you to give someone $10, $20, or even $50 to help them.
但是要叫我们空下时间给别人2个钟头，我想很多人是很困难。
But how many of us can actually take 2 hours to spend with someone?
但是很多人信仰软弱，他并不是缺钱。
Many people who are weak in faith don't always need money.
他是需要有一个人去带领他。
They need someone to bring them back.
使他信仰能够再回头。
To restore their faith.
那这个就需要时间了。
And it takes time.
所以我们需要有工人，然后用于愿意花时间，这个是没有办法用钱去请来的。
We need workers. We need the time to spend the time to help people. There's nothing that we can buy with money.
啊，这不是像我们家里面的，你如果哪个地方发生问题，你就钱就请得来的。
It's not like you fixing something in your house. Just pay someone to do it.
啊，这个是神的工作。
This is the work of God we're talking about.
必须有神的同在才能做得完。
And we need God's help to, in order to accomplish it.
所以要把跟进工作做好，第一个就是我们要愿意花时间。
In order to do God's work, we must be willing to take the time.
那我们时间有限。
But we have limited time.
如果要花时间。
And if we need to take the time to do it.
只有两个方法。
There's only 2 ways.
第一个。
First.
生活简化。
Simplify your life.
所谓生活简化，不是说你家里什么都没有，你生活最简单。
To simplify doesn't mean to sell everything you have and have an empty house.
所谓生活简化，就是你先确定人生目标。
But to simplify means to have the right goal in your life.
我活着要做什么？
Why do I live?
这个目标抓住了。
What do I live to do?
那跟这个目标没有关系的，全部一个把它删掉。
And if things, and you can get rid of things that have nothing to do with this goal.
那这样就生活就很简单了。
Then you can simplify.
我们现在有太多跟我们人生最终的目标没有关系的目标。
If we just look around, the things that we have, many of them have nothing to do with that goal.
但跟这个目标没有关系的，我们一直去追求，这个最后变空的。
But yet we keep gathering and buy things.
但是因为这些目标，我们没有时间。
And in the end, we are empty. And because of these things, we end up having no time.
所以第一个，我生活要简化。
First, simplify.
跟荣耀神、爱神、服侍神没有关系的，尽量简化。
If something has nothing to do with glorifying God or loving God or serving God, then we don't need it.
那这样，我们才有时间。
Then we will find.More time.
第二个
Second,
很可能我们在世界的理想要稍微降低。
Perhaps we need to lower our goals and ideals on this earth.
因为你在世界上你要达到更上一层楼，你花的时间一定会加倍，有时候要多很多出来。
In order for you to be promoted or become more respected in the world, you need to spend some time in it.
所以你的目标稍微降低一点，就很多时间会出来。
And if you're if you lower that ideal, then you'll find you have more time.
那这都是因为出于爱神，我们才愿意这样做。
And we do it for the only reason is because we love God.
那如果不是出于爱，我们很难做。
And we can't do it if we do not love God.
那第二个，要跟这两个人走2个半钟头，需要体力。
And it also takes physical strength to walk 2.5 hours with these 2 men.
那跟他们谈要头脑。要心力。
And you need to focus in order to have a conversation with them.
那这个体力跟心力就是一种牺牲。
And then these are a form of sacrifice.
所以我们要跟进做把别人信仰带回来，我们需要有一个牺牲的精神。
So in order to restore someone's faith, we must be ready to sacrifice.
不是因为我们可以得到什么。
Not because you can gain something in return.
因为施比受更有福。
But only because it is better to give than to receive.
神给我们恩典。
God himself has given us his grace.
神给我们时间。
And he has given us his time.
神给我们有这种恩赐。
And he gave us talents.
这是给我们机会。
And he has given us the opportunity.
我们愿意把我们有的跟别人分享。
Are we willing to share what was given to us?
神就给我们更多。
If so, then God will give us more.
只有我们有这个心，我们才 愿意无条件的去帮助别人。
And if we realize this, then we're willing to help others without condition.
施比受更有福。
It is better to give than to receive.
被跟进的这两个门徒有福气。
And these two disciples were blessed.
后来他们回头了。
Because they returned.
但是如果我们能被主耶稣用去跟进他们，更有福气。因为我们很强健，我们灵性上比较强壮，我们不需要人跟进。
Because it, and but it is more blessed for you, for you to bring someone back to the Lord, because that means you're spiritually strong.
那再来，主耶稣跟他们同行。
Jesus walked with them.
那代表什么
？And what does that mean?
主耶稣跟他们走相同的方向。
Jesus walked on the same road with them.
他们是往以马忤寺去。
They were walking to Emmaus.
是离开耶路撒冷。
They were walking away from Jerusalem.
主耶稣没有叫他们回来。
Jesus didn't just show up and told them to go back.
主耶稣跟他们同行。
But he walked with them to Emmaus.
但是到最后，他们要回到耶路撒冷，这是他们自己的决定。
In the end, it was these two men who decided to return to Jerusalem.
所以对一个软弱信徒的来讲
，So when you meet up with a weak member who's weak in faith.
既然他已经软弱了
，since they're weak，
你没有办法叫他回来。
You cannot tell them just to come back.
有的软弱信徒，你打电话打多次，他就不接了。
Sometimes you call a member who's weak in faith. After a few times, they don't even take your calls anymore.
现在有 caller ID， 看谁他就不接了。
Especially these days, they have caller ID. They know who's calling.
我也曾经去访问过，门一开，发现教会传道 ，call 一下又关起来，头差点被碰到。
I've had times where I visit a member and they open the door, seeing me a pastor, they would slam the door in my face.
所以一个人既然软弱，你没有办法叫他回来。
When a person is weak in faith, you cannot simply tell them come back to church.
但是如果有一天你看到软弱的回来，祷告很认真，都是神在他身上动工了。
And if you ever see a member who was weak in faith in church praying, then you know that God was working in their life.
那是自动自发的。
Because they were willing to come back.
所以主耶稣跟他同行，像方向一样。
So Jesus walked with them on the same way they were going.
我们今天来，好，我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
22节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 22. First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 22. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
这里说，像软弱人，我就做软弱人，要得着软弱人。然后像什么人我就做什么人，到最后就是要多救一些人。
To the weak, Paul became weak, and he became all things to all men that he might win some back.
所以我们看这个主耶稣在跟进，他们很软弱，主耶稣就跟着他走，这个也是一种像软弱人做软弱人。
So in the same way, Jesus walked with these two men who were weak in faith.
所以对一个人他根本就不守安息日。
Suppose a member has stopped observing the Sabbath.
你如果一下强调安息日就礼拜五太阳下山到礼拜六太阳下山，对他们来讲太难了。
If the first thing you tell them is you must observe the Sabbath, which is from Friday evening to Saturday evening, they cannot listen.
礼拜六不能来，那你礼拜晚上先来吧。
And so if you might start saying if you can't come on Saturday, why don't you come on Friday evening?
因为他如果有那个信心来一个晚上感谢神。
And if they have the faith and they show up one Friday evening, then thank the Lord.
那等到信心成长以后，那礼拜六早上下午你再去做你的事情。
And as they grow in faith, you might suggest, then why don't you come on Saturday morning? You still then you have the afternoon.
那等他信仰有体验之后，他自然他就会所有的聚会。
And when they experience God for themselves, you don't need to tell them to come to church for the entire day.
那奉献也是一样。
Same for with offering.
你一下说要献十一捐，有的人就觉得这个太难。
Some people aren't willing to offer tithe.
那先多少？
So how much can you suggest?
你只要有心，多少都好了。
Then you can just tell them offer however much you feel comfortable.
那以后他信仰成长了。
And as they grow in faith,
他就开始问，这纳税以前的纳税以后都好了。
They might start asking, is tithe pre-tax or after-tax dollars?
那等到他有体验以后
，And you can just suggest whatever to them, but after they experience God more,
奉献是恩典啊。
They will finally realize that to offer to God is a blessing.
奉献不是向 IRS 交税。
To offer to God is not like paying taxes to the IRS.
这是恩典。
It is a blessing to offer to the Lord.
那如果信仰到那个程度，十二捐也捐出来了。
When they their faith grows to that level, they will be willing to offer more than 10%.
这不必勉强啊。
You would not need to force them.
信仰成长自然就表现出来。
When a person grows in faith, they will act according to the word of God.
所以我们有需要，我们不是，当然我们需要义人啊，但是我们跟那个罪人的时候，我们不是去定他们的罪啊。
Of course, we need to be righteous ourselves, but when you're with a sinner, you're not there being the righteous one condemning them.
啊，要跟他同行。
But rather, walk with them, as sinners, and take the time to walk with them.
那同行要做什么？
What do we do when we walk with them?
我们来看，再回来，路加福音二十四章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 24.
17节。
17. Luke chapter 24, verse 17. And he said to them, What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?
啊，主耶稣就跟他们谈话。
Jesus, talk with them.
啊，同行就是要谈话。
To walk is to talk with them.
所以我们要带回一个软弱的人，要跟他。
Someone back to the Lord, we must talk with them.
那谈话怎么谈？
And what do you say?
主耶稣说，你们交谈的是什么事情呢？
Jesus asked them, what are you talking about?
先问。
He asked.
为什么要问？
Why do you have to ask first?
因为要了解到底他们是为什么。
Because we first must understand what they're about.
其实对主耶稣来讲，他知道万人的心，他早就知道了为什么。
In fact, Jesus knows what's in their heart. Why would Jesus need to ask this question?
主耶稣在这里问，问就是现在写出来给我们做，做一个榜样。
Jesus asked this question so that it could be written in the Bible, so that we could learn from it.
那圣经里面说还没有听完就回答，这个就是愚蠢了。
The Bible tells us it is foolish to answer before hearing.
所以有时候我们去访问人，我们很容易不了解对方，我们就开始给他下答案。
And when we visit someone, often we make the mistake of speaking without first understanding and hearing.
那要了解对方，我们要问问题。
In order to understand, we must ask questions.
那要让他说。
And give them the chance to speak.
那我们才知道到底为什么他不愿意来教会。
Then we can learn why they don't want to come to church anymore.
为什么他们要离开耶路撒冷？
And why they would depart Jerusalem.
所以十七节说他们站着脸带着愁容。
Verse 17 says they were walking and sad.
那为什么？这一定心里面有一个结啊，要把它打开来。
So if they're sad, obviously something is troubling them.
那十八节两个就一直开始讲。
And verse 18, these two men started to speak.
有一个拿撒勒人耶稣，他是先知。
He said there was this man, Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet.
做事行事有大能。
He had great deeds and had power before the Lord.
他被钉十字架。
He was crucified.
但是我们当中有人看到他复活。
But some among us saw him resurrected.
所以对这两个门徒来讲哦，耶稣死了，这是事实。
To these two men, it was a fact that Jesus died.
耶稣有没有活？有的人都看见，有的人说没有，所以对他们来讲，这个也很疑惑，所以面带愁容。如果他相信耶稣真的活，就在耶路撒冷，他怎么会离开呢？
And they were troubled because they weren't sure if Jesus was truly resurrected. They heard some said Jesus is, and they weren't sure. That's why they were sad.
今天我们信仰为什么会软弱？
Why is our weak faith? Our faith weak?
大家接受洗礼的人都知道有神。
If you are baptized in the Lord, then you must believe in God.
只是在他们生活当中，好像耶稣死的。
But as we live our daily life, sometimes we live as if Jesus is dead.
没有体验。
Because we do not experience him.
没有感受。
We do not feel him in our heart.
那对主耶稣，你如果没有感受，没有体验，你怎么会花时间开半个钟头？现在汽油那么贵，哎。又在这边坐下来，这个很难啊。
If you do not feel Jesus, is living with you, then how could you take the time to drive 30 minutes and pay for gas to come to church?
那特别你如果没有体验，那又跪下祷告这么久，这等于罚跪啊。
And if you do not experience God, why would you kneel down and suffer all this time to pray?
所以这个信仰会软弱，就是对那个活泼的主耶稣、生命的主已经没有体验。
When we are weak in faith, we do not experience the living God.
所以对这个两个人讲，耶稣听说复活，但是又有人说没有复活，他也搞混了，就是头很大，就面带愁容。
So these two men were sad and troubled because they heard some saying Jesus is alive and others says Jesus is dead and they didn't know what was the truth.
所以很多人的信仰啊，真的要我们去帮助。
And these are the people we must help.
那就了解为什么他信仰会软弱。
We must first understand why they are weak in faith.
那我们看主耶稣了解以后，主耶稣怎么讲？
So after Jesus understood their problem, what did he say?
26节。
Verse 26.
基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？27节。
Verse 27.
于是从摩西跟众先知起，凡指着经上的人的话给他，都给他讲解明白。主耶稣就用圣经的话来解决他的问题。
Jesus answered their questions through the Bible.
其实有一些人信仰软弱，就是对人有误会或者不满。
One common reason why someone is weak in faith is because they have conflict with someone else in church.
那我们应该是用圣经的话来帮助他。
So we must help them with the words from the Bible.
有人都会用世界的一套，反正你就不理他就好了，这个不是圣经的话。
You might just suggest to this person, just ignore this person you don't like in church. That's not from the Bible.
我们应该用圣经的话来回应一个人的问题。
We must help them and answer the questions from the Bible.
不是圣经以外，我们另外去发明一套。
And don't make up something else outside of the Bible.
所以主耶稣就跟他讲。
Jesus taught them.
那如果人跟人有问题。
If there's conflicts between members,
我们要
learn from Jesus' example.
主耶稣说赦免的人是我们的荣耀。
Jesus said it's a glory for us to forgive.
最大的福气是什么？
What is the greatest blessing?
为义受逼迫。
It is to be persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
如果你很对，你受逼迫，你有福气啊。
If you believe you're right and you think you're wrong, then that is a blessing.
如果你很对，那别人不对，那你可以为他祷告啊，赦免他们。
And if you're right and that person is wrong, then the Bible says pray for them.
所以要回到神的话才能解决问题。
Return to the word of God to solve the problem.
那主耶稣这样讲，有没有发生功效？
So was it effective for Jesus to teach them like this?
然后后来我们才发现主耶稣讲是有发生功效。
Well, of course there is effective.
好，我们看32节。
Let's read verse 32.
他们在路上彼此说，在路上他跟我们说话讲解圣经的时候，我们心里岂不是火热吗？
And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road?
神的话就是灵啊，就是生命啊。
The word of God is spirit and it is life.
所以这神的话进到内心，人的心啊就火热起来了。
And when his word enters our heart would burn.
所以我们谈话的内容啊，一定要以神的话为中心的。
So when we speak, we must speak the word of God.
那再加上一些个人的体验。
And share some of your personal experience.
那这个人会回头啊，有一个很重要的关键。
And there's an important point.When someone decides to return to God.
那二十八节说，他们去的村庄里，耶稣好像要往前行。
Verse 28 says, when they drew near the village, Jesus acted as if he was to go further.
那他们就强留耶稣啊，就住下来。
But they constrained him to stay.
那三十节，坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢。
And verse 30, when they sat at a table, Jesus took the bread and blessed it.
三十一节。
31.
他们眼睛明亮，就看出耶稣了。
Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him.
他所有的答案都解决了。耶稣有没有复活，就看到了。
These men received their answer right there. Was Jesus alive? Yes.
所以今天为什么信仰会软弱？
Why would someone's faith be weak?
来到教会没有看到神，只看到人，每个人都有问题。
They come to church, they do not see God, they only see people with troubles.
他那个信仰没有办法超越人。
Then they could not look beyond the members of the church.
那如果我们能够眼睛明亮看到神，
But when our eyes are open, we see God.
神就在我们当中，
We see God among us.
神的荣耀就在我们当中，
We see the glory of God among us.
这个人的信仰就可以超越人。
Then we can overlook the weakness of other people.
所以你看，其他的人到底信不信耶稣有没有复活，对他来讲已经不重要，因为我已经看见了。
At this point, it was unimportant whether other people believed Jesus was resurrected because they themselves saw Jesus.
所以如果我们看见神，对神有认识，
If we ourselves see God, if we know God,
教会的人怎么样，那是另外一回事。
Then it is irrelevant how other people act or how they are in church.
我知道神就在真耶稣教会里面。
If you know for certain that God is in the true Jesus church,
你信仰就会回头。
Then your faith will be strengthened and you will return.
眼睛没开，对神没有体验了，很容易被人绊倒。
If your eyes are not open and you still do not see God, and it is easy to stumble.
所以主耶稣开他们眼睛。
Jesus opened their eyes.
这个就是 神的工作。
And that is how God works in our hearts.
所以我们在做圣工，有一部分是人可以做的，但是有一部分是你没有办法控制的。
There are things we can do to serve God, but there are things that we cannot possibly accomplish.
眼睛得开，这是神的工作。
Only God can open someone's eyes to see Him.
所以我们做，我们就会祷告，求神动工。
So after we do our part, let us pray and may God work with us.
那主耶稣一动工，眼睛一看，他看见神在我们当中，他就回头了。
And when Jesus does His part and open their eyes, then these members will see God and return to the church.
难道再想起刚刚那个讲话的时候，心里不是火热吗？
And then these men realize that their heart burned when Jesus spoke with them.
33节
Verse 33.
他们立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
Then they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem.
那已经很晚了。
It must have been late at night.
他没有想说，哦，两个半钟头，睡一觉再来。
They then think, we walk for 2.5 hours, let's take a nap first.
因为心里已经火热了。
Their heart still burned.
两个半钟头，算不了什么，走。
They were willing to walk another 2.5 hours back to Jerusalem.
心里如果火热。
If your heart is burning for the Lord,
神同在
when God is with you,
聚会从早上十点半到下午两点半，这个不算长啊。
It is not a big deal to have services from 10 to 2.
你会非常快乐。
In fact, you will rejoice.
又看到神了，心里又火热，这个算不了什么。
You rejoice to have more time to see God, to experience God.
那如果眼睛没有开，没有看到神，也没有神的话在感动，哇，这个从十点半要停留到两三点了，太长。
But if you do not see God, you do not experience Him in church, yes, it will be torture to worship from 10 to 2.
所以我们需要神动工。
We must pray that God works in the church.
让大家心里火热，眼睛得开。
So that every member's heart burns for God and their eyes are open.
那每一个人就回归向神。
Then everyone will return to the Lord.
那我们的根基工作就发生了功效。
Then we will see the fruit of our labor.
所以主耶稣已经给我们设下榜样。
Jesus Himself set an example.
现在就等待我们。
So he's waiting for us.
跟着主的脚踪来行。
Let us follow his footsteps and do likewise.
那教会就会成长。
Then the church will surely grow.
掌声。
Let's sing him.
507首。
507。
我们这个 NYT 毕业班有一个圣餐礼，明天早上聚会的时候要在这里去开。
Tomorrow morning we will conduct the sacrament holy communion for the NYTS.
所以请我们大家预备心来领受圣餐。
So please prepare your hearts in order to partake in holy communion.
我们所做的工作要有神的同工祝福，就会有果效。
If God works with us, then we will see the fruit of our labors.
那神的同工就是借着我们的祷告，祈求被圣灵充满来的。
The way to ask for God to work with us is to pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit.
我们明天早上十点到十点半，我们有一个自由参加的祷告会。
And tomorrow morning from 10 to 10:30, we will have a prayer session.
所以我们欢迎每一位关心教会圣工的、关心软弱同龄、关心慕道者，甚至关心我们自己家庭的人，全部都早一点到教会来祷告。
And if you want to help, the church and those who are weak in faith and even your own family members, please come to the church to pray for them.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.